Now on 6BR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, JK's here for Ross's Auctioneers and Valuers Auctions Weekly at 453 Orong Road in Welshpool. Visit auctions.com.au.
Good website as well. Josh Kennedy, how exciting was it to see your mate Jeremy McGovern steer that one through after the siren?
Yeah, mate, I was pretty excited. I was watching the game at home with the little ones, and yeah, we were going nuts. So it was absolutely great to see him kick that goal at the end, and yeah, get the win.
It means a lot to the club, obviously, the win after a very tough week, but also the fact that you really only need to win one more and you're guaranteed a top two.
Yeah, look, yeah, well, that's the big thing about getting those wins, obviously, away. And we had a big game against Port and this week against Melbourne. So we've got a couple of big ones coming up. And then, yeah, we just need to get that win. And the boys to not lead, I suppose, the whole game, and then to kick win after siren was something that was quite special, and obviously a heartbreak for Port Adelaide. But, you know, it puts us in a really good position to hopefully, take it up to Melbourne this week.
I know you were watching with Lottie at the time, your little daughter. Did you say, out of loud, what did you think when Gov took the mark? I think we knew he might take a mark because that's what he does. He marks everything. What about the kick? How confident were you on the kick?
Look, I think Gov being Gov, I knew he's a pretty relaxed bloke, so I knew if anyone was going to have a shot, he'd be pretty chilled out with it all. And he had that smirk on his face as he was running in, and the kick kind of come off to the right, and
yes.
I think we all thought that it was going to miss, but obviously there's a bit of breeze at that oval, and it does usually swing that right to left, and it come back in perfect. So it was fantastic to see, and I was just glad that Gov was able to take that mark and kick that goal.
Now, we had reports that you've got bone on bone. Can you confirm that?
What does bone on bone mean?
In other words, you've got a bone in your leg rubbing on another bone.
I'm a bit lost with that. No, I've just... So the hairline fracture that I've had previously, I've just got another knock around that area, so it's just a bit weak and sensitive, but I don't have bone rubbing on bone.
So you haven't been diagnosed with osteoarthritis?
No, I haven't been diagnosed with that.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
When you are diagnosed, ring us and let us know.
No worries. Is that coming from Haggers, is it?
No, I think that was
Haggers.
No, I think that was the rumour file, actually.
Yeah, rumour file rang through on that one. So
he
no bone on bone.
He knows my body better than me, apparently.
And, well, that's been said in the past. Josh, you no chance this week?
I won't be playing this week. No, look, I've got to get through a bit of training, and I'm a slow build up. So I'm looking to push for the last game of the year. I want to play a game before finals. But if I can't get up, then yeah, we're going to push in for another week off and head into finals. But I'd like to get a game next week, which is what I'm trying to push for. And we've got to do a bit of training this week and then flow into next week. So I'm hopefully to get up for next week. But yeah, look, at the moment we're just getting through training, and we've got to see how we pull up from Thursday and Saturday.
You going to have any ruckmen? Because both of them looked a bit ginger at times, one in the head and one in the leg.
Yeah, well, Scotty's got a big split lip, and Vard's had a big knock, I suppose, on the front of his legs. So they're pretty confident that they'll get up this week, obviously. But they looked a bit sore and ginger, and Vard's was no structural damage, I'm pretty sure. So he's just got a knock and just a bit of a corky, which was good to hear, because at the time watching on TV, I thought he'd done something pretty bad.
I've been very bullish about you guys all year. I reckon you'll get rolled this weekend by Melbourne, who are, well, not unlucky, but they should have defeated Sydney, and they'll be smarting a bit, and I reckon they might actually dominate you in the air.
Yeah, look, well, you know, it's a big challenge for us. They're a fantastic side. They're playing some really good footy, and they had a loss on the weekend. And, for them to make finals, I think it's up for grabs these next couple of weeks. So, we're looking to hopefully lock in a top two spot, and they're looking to hopefully lock in finals. So it's going to be a pretty big game for both clubs, and it's going to be a massive challenge. And we've got them at home, which is great, and, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
What did Lottie say, by the way? She said, "Dad, get off me," or "What's going on?" Like, did she know what was going on?
When
Gov kicked the goal and the big celebration at home.
Well, the only time she talked to me was when Liam took that hanger, and she was like, "Go, Liam!" And then she wanted to go to the park for the rest of the whole game. And then when Gov took it, I was screaming, "Go, Gov!" So she started yelling, "Go, Gov!" So it was that was all she said to me the whole game.
You got the job done, Josh. Well, I hope you are back for the Brisbane match, mate, and you can get a game in before the finals. You're looking good. You're going to finish top two, and you're going to take some beating. It's going to be a great finish to the season, no doubt. Thanks, Josh. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.